From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, stimulus money is starting to flow. We talked to a few contractors who hope they will be the ones chosen to work. That's coming up.
But first, the new unemployment numbers came out today. More than 8% of the country is out of work. That's a 25-year high.
Well, today, 25 law enforcement jobs have been saved because of President Obama's stimulus package. He visited Ohio today, highlighting those jobs.
These jobs and the jobs of so many other police officers and teachers and firefighters all across Ohio will now be saved because of this recovery plan.
The stimulus package targets so-called shovel-ready projects, such as rebuilding highways and expanding public housing. Many of those projects have stalled because states and cities have run low on funds.
Supporters hope the injection of stimulus cash will revive local infrastructure and boost job markets. I spoke earlier with infrastructure policy expert Richard Little of USC to get a better handle on what the Obama administration means by the term shovel-ready.
Essentially, it's projects that can be gotten underway within 120 days. And by gotten underway, the projects are out to bid and they are ready to proceed. You know, it's not that someone's going to be sticking a shovel in the ground in 120 days, although in some cases it may be. But it's basically that they are ready to proceed. All they need is money to go forward.
With unemployment at an all-time high, plenty of Americans, I think, are probably hoping to cash in on these jobs. Who gets to actually do this work, and how is that decided?
Well, the projects themselves will be run by, you know, it'll go through the state and local contracting process. So the federal role here is to provide funds to the states to basically go through their normal process. So the money will go out to local engineering firms, local construction companies, which generally hire local workers to actually do the work. So even, and this is the purpose behind this, you take federal money, but you give it to the states to spend it on a local basis, and it has that kind of impact. So it's going to be mostly who does public works construction now is who's going to be doing it under the stimulus package. I don't think we're going to see major new players emerging to take advantage of this work.
These projects are mostly short-term projects, smaller projects. So what effect will all this have on America's infrastructure in the long run?
It will probably keep things going for a while as far as being, you know, part of a big national infrastructure agenda. It's really not about that. The emphasis here is on getting people to work and spending money. I think the longer-term national programs in infrastructure across all the various sectors, that's going to have to wait. I don't think we've seen those national plans just yet.
And how serious of an issue is that long-term, broad-reaching infrastructure?
Well, ultimately, I think we need to think where, as a nation, we're going, what kind of economy we're going to have in 30, 40, 50 years. I seriously doubt it's going to be the industrial economy we had in 1955 when we did the Interstate Highway Program. The question is, what does that economy look like? What kind of infrastructure do you need to support that economy? And is it roads and bridges and railroads, or is it, you know, broadband and wireless communications and green energy or technologies we haven't really thought of yet? And I think we need to spend some time thinking about how we make the transition from where we are to where we're going.
Richard Little directs the Keston Institute for Public Finance and Infrastructural Policy at the University of Southern California. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Michigan will receive about $18 billion from Washington as part of the stimulus, and that begins a complicated process of actually distributing the money to companies that will then create jobs. NPR's Celeste Headley followed the trail.
The city of Kalamazoo stands to get more than $1 million in stimulus funds, but officials are still working out how they'll get it.
There's no one source at this point. It's coming down through different federal and state agencies. And so we're watching that very closely to see what is applicable to the city's needs.
David Thomas, the city's neighborhood development supervisor, says each government agency attaches a different set of rules and limitations to the money they award. But City Commissioner Don Cooney says it's not an impossible process.
We were able to get some of it, and I think we'll get some more.
The city hopes to get about $500,000 in community development block grants, about $750,000 from the Homeless Prevention Fund, and more than $1 million from the State Housing Authority. And Thomas hopes it won't be difficult for organizations to apply for funds.
We're going to try to make it as not difficult as possible.
A lot of the money will end up in the hands of contractors who will remodel and rebuild the aging houses on Kalamazoo's north side, the poorest part of the city.
For example, the average home in the United States was built in 1978. The average home in Kalamazoo was built in 1951. Here on the north side, more than 40% of the housing stock was built prior to 1939.
And that's where Walter Jones comes in. Jones is an ex-plumber and independent contractor who started a trade school for ex-cons, homeless men, and others who were having trouble finding work because of inexperience.
To learn how to hang a door, install a window, put down a floor, these tasks are needed to be done every day. So if, in fact, they didn't get a permanent 40-hour-a-week job, they would have the ability to work on their own.
Jones is the president of Constructive Community Builders, or CCB. For $4,800, CCB trains these men in all aspects of construction. And Dan Lee says they even cover some of the basics.
One of the impediments we ran into was their ability to do math. And we watch grown men that was not able to do second grade math.
Lee is the vice president of CCB. He says the students are now doing geometry to figure out how many tiles fit in a bathroom floor or how much roofing material they'll need for a job. CCB applied for a grant from the city of Kalamazoo to rehab a house on the north side and provide their students with on-the-job training. The city gave them $30,000.
What our mission is to take community liabilities and turn them into community assets.
There are more than 65,000 houses in Michigan that need to be rehabbed, weatherized, or demolished, and much of that work will be paid for with funds from the stimulus package. The money goes to the city gives it to CCB, and CCB invests it in students like Harvey Williams. Williams was homeless when he came to Kalamazoo 3 years ago.
They offered to teach me a trade and be certified in it, so I gave it a chance because I didn't have no skilled trades right now.
Williams will finish his coursework and earn his certification in April.
I'm living in one of the remodeled houses that they built, remodeled, and so things are looking up.
The people who run CCB are volunteers. Any money they get from the city will be spent on books, transportation, and teacher salaries. City Commissioner Don Cooney says getting the money may be a hassle, but he's convinced it'll be put to good use. Cooney worked as a community organizer in Brooklyn and Philadelphia during the 1960s War on Poverty.
There was a lot of bureaucracy in the War on Poverty, but we were able to get some money into the communities and make a huge difference. The poverty rate in the country between 1959 and 1970 dropped in half.
This time around, the crisis is deeper and more widespread, but the federal investment is also much larger, and more of it may reach people like Walter Jones, who are directly connected to the communities that are suffering. Celeste Headley, NPR News.
Now that you have the skills, where do you get the work? Well, maybe from Wayne Lindholm. He's a construction contractor based in Southern California, and he hopes to tap into some of these short-term construction projects funded by the stimulus money, and he joins me now. So what kind of projects do you think will be available now that there is more money?
We're hopeful. Our construction company, it's Hensel Phelps Construction Company, and we do state, federal, and local work, also for the universities. But I'll give you a specific example. General Services Administration, San Diego, they have a courthouse, $325 million. They don't have the funding yet. We're expecting it to be funded through the stimulus package, and hopefully that happens within the next 60 days. So there's a pretty good-sized project kicking off in San Diego.
Yeah, and so you might get part of that?
We would be the general contractor on it. It would be our job.
What does that translate into in terms of jobs?
$325 million is the amount of the project. 30% of a project for us will translate to direct labor. So we're talking about $90 to $100 million worth of labor. And you divide that out, and it puts about 400 people to work.
That is a sizable number.
It's huge. Absolutely.
So you can see the direct benefit. When will you see it? When do you think that the money will be in your hands and ready to spend?
We've been told 60 to 90 days.
from now?
Yes.
So pretty quick, and you're ready to go.
Absolutely. And these are jobs that the design's complete on. The land's complete. The entitlement's complete. Everything's ready to go. It's just a matter of, do we have the money to drop the green flag and start the race? And as soon as we can start the race, those people are going to work. It's huge.
Wayne, thank you.
You bet.
Chris Young runs a company called Miller the Driller. It's near Des Moines, Iowa. And first of all, what is Miller the Driller?
We're a boring and tunneling contractor. We work with utilities.
So like the name says, you drill.
Absolutely. Horizontally, under roads, highways, railroads, rivers.
So you will be competing for some bids due to the stimulus money?
We certainly plan on it, yes.
And what in particular?
It'll be the sewer and water improvement projects, most likely. The cities have huge concerns with clean water and having their wastewater treatment plants up and running. And we have seen quite a large influx of bids over the winter. So it's just kind of an ongoing process.
And how much money do you stand to make here?
Jobs vary for us anywhere from a $50,000 project to a $500,000 project or some over $1 million. It just depends. And I'm just one of 33,000 contractors.
So how will this translate directly, if it will, into more jobs?
I think for us it could be 10 extra people, a company that employs 300, they might hire another 50 to 100 people.
So not a lot, but at least some.
Some. And, you know, the bigger challenge is getting the help, you know. And with unemployment the way it is right now, we have more labor pool to draw from.
Chris Young is the CEO of a company called Miller the Driller. It's near Des Moines, Iowa. Chris Young, thank you very much.
Okay.
I also spoke with Wayne Lindholm. He's executive vice president of Hensel Phelps in Southern California.